It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Here's why Oprah Winfrey never got married. She's not traditional enough. She told Vogue magazine, the only time I brought it up when I said to Stedman, what would have happened if we had actually gotten married? And the answer is, we wouldn't be together. We would not have stayed together because marriage requires a different way of being in this world. His interpretation of what it means to be a husband and what it would mean for me to be a wife would have been pretty traditional, and I would not have been able to fit into that. Daniel Craig told The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday that he will return for another James Bond film. The British actor said, I think this is it. I just want to go out on a high note. I can't wait. Skyfall, which was released in 2012, remains the highest grossing 007 film to date.
I feel like I'm so out of touch because I used to love Bond back in the day, but I never really watch him anymore. I mean, do you ever watch James Bond movies?
I don't like action movies, so I don't watch any action films. Like, I don't go see Fast and the Furious or any of those.
You don't like action?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
I saw like the first, same thing with Fast and the Furious. I saw like the first one or two, what are they, like 20 now?
20 James Bond films?
No, Fast and Furious that you brought up.
Oh yeah, there's so many. And now they're going on tour with that franchise too.
Fast and Furious, Indy 500.
Yeah, it's going to be like in-person stunts and stuff.
Not the same without Paul Walker.
Rest in peace too soon.
Usher will not settle with the people suing him for allegedly exposing them to the herpes virus. There's been no settlement talks, and Usher has no interest in settling. Usher has yet to address the herpes allegations.
Going forward, can we just say the herpes?
Sure.
I just feel like it's more comfortable for everybody in saying herpes.
Okay.
Can we say the herpes?
Pretty similar. Close.
I just feel easier when we say the herpes.
Despite what you may have been hearing, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are deep in divorce talks, and there is no talk of reconciliation.
What?
Several stories have been published suggesting the divorce is on hold and that they're thinking of rebooting the relationship, but sources connected to the couple say nothing could be further from the truth. Sources say that both sides are hashing out child custody and property settlements. The divorce is full steam ahead.
Well, that sucks.
Lorde has come under fire for a tweet saying all white people are to blame for the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. She said, I just want to say I'm so, so sorry. All white people are responsible for this system's thrive and fall. We have to do better. I'm sorry. While many people applauded her for being able to see her privilege and for acknowledging how flawed the system is, others blasted her for generalizing an entire group of people. Many accused her of racism, and some even likened what she was doing to saying that all Muslims were to blame for Islamic terror. I'm actually one of those people who accused her of racism, and she blocked me. I tweeted, WTF Lorde, disappointed in you for this racist and severely uninformed comment, and she blocked me. So, I'm one of those people.
Way to go.
Yep. Pink will be honored with the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at this year's MTV VMA. She's also going to perform during the show. The VMAs are August 27th. And the ex-Denver radio DJ in Taylor Swift's groping trial claims he could pass a polygraph to prove he never touched the singer. He was on Good Morning America.
I didn't do what they say I did. I didn't do it. I never grabbed her. I never had my hand under her skirt. And I can pass a polygraph.
He also said he didn't even want a payout if he would have won.
I asked for something in writing which stated that there was a misunderstanding. And I can take that and possibly convince someone at a radio station to hire me.
You didn't want money? You just wanted this note?
Absolutely.
The We Love Manchester Emergency Fund will distribute $324,000 to each of the families of the 22 people killed in a terrorist attack at Ariana Grande's concert. About $24.5 million was raised following the attack in May at the Manchester Arena, where Ariana had just finished her concert seconds before a nail bomb exploded. Part of the funds also went to people who were hospitalized as a result of the attack. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.